Hello, and welcome to Parking Thought, the podcast and YouTube channel where we share our thoughts when we park, sometimes in a chair, oftentimes in a car. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Our mission is to help make sure we don't overlook the good in the world. And on this show, we explore the contribution of systems and people we often take for granted. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob.
My name is Eliza.
We're glad you're here today. In this edition, we're going to be talking about what, Liza? This is your first time joining us on the podcast. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Eliza. I'm Jacob's daughter for 18 years.
Yeah, it's a good introduction. So with the snazzy new haircut that you got yesterday, right? We're really
grateful for that.
And looking forward to graduating high school. And we're starting to get you set up behind the scenes right now to do some of the podcasting, right?
Yep.
Okay. And so we're building up to that. We're not there yet, but we're building up to that. And that'll help you as you prepare to do awesome things in your life. Today in this edition, we are sitting outside of the temple in Meridian, Idaho. So Meridian's next to Boise.
Church of Jesus Christ Temple.
Right. So it's the temple for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints here in Meridian. And what were you able to do this morning?
Do it. Baptisms for the dead.
Okay, so we believe, like Christ said in the New Testament, that, you know, all people need to be able to be baptized. And so one of the ways that we show our faith and service and help, that mission be possible is to, you know, do baptisms on behalf of people who didn't have the opportunity to while they were alive and here on the earth. And so Liza was able to step in the font, very similar to what we do when we baptize people at our regular churches, but step in the font and be baptized for somebody else who's no longer living.
And that someone else is someone that we go back through our family tree and find the names that either haven't been baptized or stuff. There are certain requirements to get one person baptized. For our church, you have to have their name, I believe, the day they were born.
Yeah.
Or died.
Yeah, there's a few just kind of key information, because the genealogical record's not always perfect, right? And sometimes
yes.
You'll find an ancestor's name, but you won't find any other information about them. And to make sure that it's not a duplicate of somebody else, right, because that would be an inefficient, you know, thing. They want enough information about that person before you take their name to the temple to have the work done. And those requirements can be found over at Family Search, which is the website that we use and the database that we use to help kind of track and do this work. So we didn't have family names this morning, right?
Mm-mm.
And why don't we have family names right now?
Because I've been doing this for about 6 years now and I'm all out.
Yep. So we're all out of family names. We need to probably do some more research, you know, and find some more family names.
We're out of female names.
Female family names, yes.
We've got plenty for...
And you've got two brothers, and we'll be going to the temple with them and keep working on helping out those family members.
Does that mean they're going to be done faster than I was?
Potentially. But then Michael's going to have a whole other slew of work to do, too.
Rats.
So... we do this, and if this is sounding like a particularly preachy episode, then, you know, I'm sorry. This is just a part of our lives and how we express ourselves. And when Liza and I go in the morning, she'll go in and do the baptisms, and I have the opportunity to do those as well, but I like to just sit and enjoy the quiet and reading. So they've got scriptures in a small chapel near the baptismal font, and I get to sit there and read my scriptures in the morning, and it's just calm and relaxing. And for those of you that we don't share the same faith, you know, having moments where you can have a special place that you go to meditate and think about what's going on in life is important. It helps keep your mental health. Liza, as you've been able to do not just the service, but having the temple as a place that's quiet and a refuge, how does that make you feel?
It's kind of knowing that I have a place of peace. If I'm going through some hardship or something, I usually try to make going to the temple a goal for that week. At least once, sometimes twice, but whenever I'm going through something tough, I'm struggling, I'm overstressing myself about one thing, I try going to the temple on a Saturday, in the morning before school or on a Saturday morning so that I can go and be at peace for a little bit, have a place where I'm just thinking about one thing, and that's how my Heavenly Father, that's heaven and all that. I can think about all that instead of thinking about, what am I going to have for dinner today? How am I going to help my parents with this? How am I going to get this done? I have this homework left. I make sure I don't think those thoughts. Instead, the temple for me is a place where I just think, Heaven, Heavenly Father, and what blessings I've received.
Yeah. And so what prompted you to want to go today, right? Because we didn't plan on this, at least not at the beginning of the week. What prompted you to want to go today? What's going on?
I have a job interview today.
Okay. So
third time getting a job.
Right, and so for those of you guys that may want to send Liza well wishes on the job interview thing, feel free to leave a comment wherever you happen to find this. We're always welcome to positive energy wherever it comes from. So what else do we want to say about the temple? Can we talk about the day that it opened?
Oh.
So tell us why that day that it opened is special for you, and then I want to describe what the scene looked like for those people who are listening to this podcast, right? So if you will, tell us what day did it open, right?
And it opened on my 16th birthday.
Okay.
And instead of sleeping in like any normal human on their birthday, I decide, since it's opening, let's all wake up really early and go to the temple.
And so we thought really early would be like 5 a.m., right? The temple opens about 5 or 4:30 or whatever it was. The temple opens about 5 a.m. and we figured, oh, we'll wake up at 4:30 and get there. There might be a line. Oh, no, there wasn't just a little line, right? So typically there's lots of different things we do in the temple to help those who have passed on return back to their Heavenly Father. Baptisms is one of them. And it's the one that's most closely familiar with a broader audience. So that's why we don't mind sharing it. When typically the youth do the baptisms, okay? So typically the youth's opportunity to serve is in doing the baptismal work. And for those older, more seasoned individuals, we do some of the other work that's in the temple. And so we showed up and it was like a line to a rock concert, right? We had so many youth in the valley who wanted to be able to go and serve and do work for their ancestors that, you know, the line was coming up the stairs, out of the building, and just kept on stretching. And it was cold, and nobody left. And it was really amazing to me.
I'm going to add something. This is the first temple in this valley. There is a temple in Boise.
Mm-hmm.
But for the people of this valley, of Meridian, we're a pretty big community. We have many schools here just in Meridian. But it's the first temple we actually have for us, and it's... Besides going to Boise, which would have been so packed.
Yep.
And another thing I would like to add is they ran out of clothing.
So we do wear white clothing, not our street clothes, when we go and we do work for others, right? And that kind of makes sense. But the clothing they had has to get washed. And they had so many youth coming and wanting to serve that they exhausted the entire supply of available clothing. You know, and it all had to go through the wash system. And people just stood there and waited until that process could be finished. And what this shows is, I think it shows, for me, it shows a lot of faith. You know, here you have these youth, they could have been doing anything on that, you know, morning. They could have been anywhere on that morning. And it reminded me of people waiting around for literally like a rock concert or something like that. That's how dedicated these youth were to doing that. Doing that work for people they've never met. You know, a lot of times we're doing work for ancestors, it's for people that lived 300, 200 years ago. And here they were willing and eager and wanting to show this peaceful expression of their faith.
There are some people where they can baptize people who've died 1, 2 years ago and stuff, but they have to have permission from a
living
relative.
Right. So typically the work we do is for those that have passed on, you know, a lot longer than 2 or 3 years ago. And it's just neat. So what motivates you guys in your life to do things that are something you're not getting paid for, that are beyond, you know, beyond what's normally expected? Like, what makes you passionate that gets you going? And taking the time to think about what makes you passionate and why is a good exercise to help you remember some of the blessings that we enjoy and we have in our lives. And so for us, and our faith is a big part of that, and being able to serve in the temple is a part of that. And we really appreciate those opportunities that have been provided for us. I'm sure you have similar ones in your life that are provided for you. And Liza, it's about time we close this episode. Do you have any closing thoughts?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I think our audience is going to look forward to you doing in-person interviews that will be recorded and that we can share. And those will be neat to have. This is the part where I have to close out the episode, so we've got a bit of a script, and you'll be doing this later on, where I say, this podcast can be delivered directly to your favorite device by using the subscribe links you can find in the show notes or over at parkingthought.com. We're also on Spotify, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, CastBox, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Stitcher, like all the things, right? And so if you guys are looking for us, you should be able to find us. And then our last thing here that we always say,
remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?
And that's it for this episode. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.